The athletic history at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte begins and ends with former NBA star Cedric Cornbread Maxwell, who brought the 49ers to the Final Four in 1977. But campus leaders at UNC Charlotte are looking forward to the return to athletic glory, this time in football. The entire program right now consists of a head coach, a couple of assistants, and a slick video.
It's a team led by a few and followed by many. It's college football. And for the Charlotte 49ers, it's a rush.
UNC Charlotte is one of only a handful of schools to recently start a football program from scratch. Reporter Dave DeWitt visited the Charlotte campus to see how the plans are coming along.
UNC Charlotte Athletic Director Judy Rose purposely avoids driving past the enormous dirt mounds on the edge of campus that will soon become the school's football stadium. She says the relatively slow progress makes her anxious to see more and reminds her of all that still needs to be done.
Quite honestly, I've had a few athletic directors that are friends of mine across the country said, "What are you doing? What are you thinking? Do you know how good you've had it?" But if you would ask them if they would really go back, if they were serious about it and say, "Can I imagine my university where I am right now and my athletic program, our athletic program, without the sport of football?" None of them would say, "Let's do away with it."
Rose says she spends about 90% of her time working on football, a sport the school doesn't have yet. It's hoped that football will transform this former commuter school into a so-called big-time university. UNC Charlotte is already there in some ways. It will have more students than its more well-known cousin, UNC Chapel Hill, in a few years. But while Chapel Hill's been around for more than 200 years, Charlotte didn't offer its first four-year degree until the 1960s. The school is so new, it didn't even get a song designated as an official alma mater until 1992. School leaders now dream of different traditions. Crisp fall afternoons, alumni tailgating, maybe tearing down the odd goalpost or two after a big win over a hated rival. And maybe most important, according to Chancellor Philip Dubois, getting on TV.
You know, it's not the physics department's fault that they're not on ESPN, but the reality is that they just don't get that kind of attention. We could be talking about our mission statement, and we wouldn't get one television camera.
Dubois says he was reluctant to pursue football at first, but he got more into the spirit back in April when the school broke ground on the stadium.
Are you ready for some football?
The answer, if you are history professor David Goldfield, is a resounding no.
I hate to be a curmudgeon about this, but there are lots of positives with the football program on the campus of UNC Charlotte, but my concern is the economic cost of such a program.
Goldfield isn't your average curmudgeon. He was UNC Charlotte's athletics faculty representative to the NCAA for 17 years, and he has season basketball tickets. But he says spending $45 million on a stadium and another $6 million or so a year on the football program is too much, especially when the city of Charlotte is the largest metropolitan area in the country without a medical school, a niche the campus could fill. And Goldfield is especially bothered by how UNC Charlotte is paying for football, with a $350 increase in annual student fees.
For our students, many of them work, many of them come from families where they're the first generation going to college and are really struggling to make ends meet, particularly in this economy. Basically, we're trying to build a football program on the backs of our students.
Maybe now would be the time to cut to a campus protest or hear from a disgruntled student, outraged that his or her hard-earned money is going to pay for something like football. But student support for the fee increase is nearly universal. Amanda Markham is the student body vice president.
It's something that I've been advocating for since I first got here at UNC Charlotte, and I really saw it take shape in student government. That's kind of where it started, then transferred onto the students, and there was really a grassroots movement.
In 2008, an online survey sponsored by the student government showed overwhelming student support for raising fees to build the stadium and the football program. Markham says starting football allows her generation a rare opportunity.
We're a relatively young institution, so this gives us an opportunity that a lot of other schools don't have to really be able to choose who we are and our own traditions and what we want to be.
Markham says she'll be on campus early on that first game day, August 31st, 2013. She looks forward to tailgating, sharing in the school spirit, and hopefully winning. And maybe there will even be a marching band. UNC Charlotte doesn't have one of those yet. For Only a Game, I'm Dave DeWitt.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. On Monday night, a fan at the game between the Jacksonville Sharks and the Georgia Force demonstrated one of the peculiar charms of the Arena Football League. As Force receiver C.J. Johnson fielded a kick during the American Conference Finals, said fan grabbed Johnson's helmet, pulled on his face mask, and basically tackled him. Even before Johnson had stopped wondering how somebody on the defense had slipped behind him and into the stands, several of the Sharks ran down the field to high-five the fan for his enthusiastic support, hence pretty much assuring that in some arena football game in the not-so-distant future, it'll happen again.